socialize a whole lot. She belonged to the Women's Institute. She was a life member with that.
Yeah, but I was in Ottawa, you know, all that time, right?
Yeah, that's right. But when we were kids, we got to go there during the summer a little bit. But once I grew up and moved away, I went to visit her a lot more. She didn't know. I guess when I was depending on other people to drive me, I didn't get there except when I was put there.
My grandmother's mother, and my mother's mother, yeah, she lived with her son that had a whole bunch of kids, but she didn't like me because she said I was too much jealous, that I was too much like the Laverne's. She walked past me and she'd give me a slap. She didn't have a place of her own.
She lived there?
She lived with her son, who had about 15 kids.
Wow.
And she didn't like me. So,
you didn't spend much time there then?
Well, I could. She didn't have a place of her own.
Yeah.
But I didn't spend no time with nobody when I was small. We didn't do things like that, you know?
Now, you were telling me the story on the phone last night about your dad. Dad was a carpenter. You'll have to tell me all that again so that I can transcribe it at some point and not have to write it all.
Well, down the road, did you know anybody down that way, the Galloways and do you know all those names?
Most of them.
Can't remember.
Somervilles and Galloways.
Somervilles and all that.
Related to the Somervilles. Grandma was a Somerville.
You are.
Ellen Jane McMillan was a Somerville. She was John and Isabella Somerville's daughter.
You related to Vi?
Vi would be my grandmother, Ellen Jane, had a brother named John, and John married Vi. So she's my great aunt in law.
Yeah. She has a daughter who's a nurse.
Elizabeth.
When I had my pacemaker, she took care of me at the general.
Oh.
And they were teasing me because I was so doped up. She said, don't you remember me? I live just down the road from you. And I couldn't see clear, you know, and I kept looking at her and down the road, because there wasn't many people down the road here, you know. And anybody down the road who was a nurse, well, I never heard of her.
Yeah.
And they were teasing me like that. Oh, yes, you remember me. We're just down the road from you. But they were down the road closer to the other place.
Well, she didn't say her name, so...
No.
She didn't say your name, and you couldn't see her. How would you know her?
Well, they were teasing me, you know. And, I think I was so close to dying, you know, that they say that if you make a person laugh, it's exercise for the heart, huh? So they were doing all these things, I think, to make me laugh, you know.
To get your dander worked up, one or the other.
No, they made me laugh because I was laughing all the time, as sick as I was, right? So when I got better, I went to the club and I told Vi. Oh, she laughed too. She said she would do something like that, you know. But I said, I don't think I know her. She said, no, you wouldn't. I'm just teasing you. I knew somebody else. It was the other nurse with her, but I don't know who she was. But and I wanted a cup of coffee so bad. I hadn't eaten for 2 days at that time. And so finally they went and asked the doctor. The doctor said, sure, give her a cup of coffee, you know. Mm-hmm. And they gave me a cup of coffee, and I was happy.
So your dad did work for all those folks? Well, I suppose you worked for lots of folks around.
Here in Nevin. And the Walsh, all the big farmers.
Did he build buildings, or did he
build
buildings?
He built barns, buildings of any kind.
Wow.
And then in later years he built houses. He worked in Ottawa.
Really?
And there's a street in Ottawa, Britannia someplace, Grennan Street. He built that whole street.
G-R-E-N-O-N?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. This is delicious, Alice. Thank you.
Got enough for it.
Thank you. Yes, thank you.
You sure now?
Absolutely. More than enough. Thank you.
But I was thinking that last time when you said, you know, you'd be here till the 30th. And my God, I should have asked maybe get something ready for lunch. But then I thought, oh, well, doesn't take that long to get something ready.
No, I wasn't sure about timing, and I knew if we left it too late, and then we got into a real dandy conversation, we wouldn't be out of here. I have to leave by 4 in order to get in to feed Mom, so.
But is she still in Ottawa?
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's it. Do you go every night or just?
No, on Sundays only we go.
And on the rest of the week, how, what happens?
Then ladies, the nurses take care of her. But we were going more often when she first was there. But it becomes a real drain.
Oh.
Like you end up getting sick yourself.
Yeah, yeah, I'm sure you would.
So.
You can only take so much.
Yeah. So now my sister usually goes at lunchtime on Sunday, and I go at supper time.
I didn't know you had a sister.
Yeah, Rita.
And you have one brother?
Elgin. Yeah.
And you?
Elgin?
As in the street. As in Lord Elgin.
And your father's name, what was it again?
Albert,
oh, for goodness sake.
Yeah, you know what, you remember my dad.
Huh?
You remember my father.
Yeah. Albert.
And I was trying to tell Archie what your father's name was. You know where they live, I'm sure. And then I couldn't.
Who were you trying to tell?
Huh?
Who were you trying to tell?
My brother Archie.
Oh.
You wouldn't know that.
Yeah, well, Robert was my grandfather's name, and Dad and his father ran a sawmill for years there at the homestead on Innes Road.
Oh, I'm sure, Archie, you know.
Yeah.
And, but I couldn't think of his name, time at all.
Dad knew most of the folks around.
And, a little more hot water there,
No, it's good.
Do you want a glass for your juice, or you got
no.
a straw?
A little straw. Drinking boxes.
I'm very well organized.
Yeah.
I had time to copy the whole genealogy.
Just of Alice. That's only direct descendants, though.
I have to admit something. Every caboose on the back page is a little bit of French stuff. A little story about a French family. And I would like to put the Laverne family in there. You give me permission to do it? Now, I don't know when I'm going to do it, but I'm going to do it.
Yeah, but start off with Bowie.
Yeah.
Because we're not...
Right, that's the beginning.
Yeah.
At Russell, mind you, that's another thing I knew. First of all, when I went to school, the teacher said, what's your name? And I said, Alice Laverne. So, like I said something dirty, you know. She said, no, that's not your name, Laverne, it's Laverne. Oh, okay. And because that's how the English all got it.
Laverne
in English.
L-A-R-N-E, which is
that.
And that's how they used to call us.
Yeah.
So everybody, you know, I'm here looking for Trefle Laverne. Okay, and so we were all Lavernes. And so I came home, I told my mother that, I said, that's not our name, Laverne. I said, the teacher told me that's not our name. My mother just shook her shoulders, she doesn't know. That's what they call us, Laverne.
Yeah.
And,
that's not the way they pronounce it.
That's what they called us, though. Okay, when I went to the registry office, it's a good thing I knew that. They look for Laverne, and that's how we're on the registry, Laverne. Now, if you're Laverne, you'll never find it. How about that?
Does Laverne translate to anything? What is V-E-R-N-E? Is there an article or a place or a...
There's a place in France called Laverne.
but it doesn't mean like a riverbank or a, because see, most English names translate to something.
Yeah. Well, it could be a vine. It could be vines that are called verns. It could be like a wild vine or something, a vern, yeah. Vern.
I wondered about that because like in, well, for example, I found out scarf translates in from German to English as sharp.
Yeah, yeah, sharp.
Schaff. In German, schaff, pronounced schaff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Means sharp.
Yeah.
I still think.
I laughed at that when I heard it because I said, I wonder, did they mean of tongue or of temper?
You see, we then when I was small there, when we go past there, that was the Germans there. My father knew them or anybody that you're always known as the Germans.
Who was?
The scarves.
Is that that?
Oh yeah. To anybody else, you were all Germans.
Well, now that's interesting to know.
That's fascinating.
It is very.
The
people, so were we shunned during the war?
Well, I don't know. I was living in Ottawa then. I don't know, you know. Not that I know of. Not that I know.
But they always referred to as the Germans.
As the Germans, I told Delmer that one day.
Because, you know, the funny thing when you say that, the amazing part of it is that the people who came here from Ireland,
yeah,
with the name of Scar, didn't even know they were German. They thought they were Irish. They'd been there two or three generations and did not know anymore that they were German.
Yeah. What they called the Palatinate Germans?
No, I don't think they were part of the Palatinate.
You know, the three brothers there, they're the ones that look real German. They look German, the three.
Albert, Arnold, and Percy. Those three?
Yeah. They look German, those.
Big face.
For whatever reason, how does a German look? We're all German from the beginning.
We're all Italian, aren't we?
no, but we all that my first grandmother here with Bumi, she was a king's daughter.
Oh.
Well, do you know where the king's daughter came from? Queen Anne from Austria. She went around picking all the young girls from the orphanages. And people then had so many children, they were so glad to give one away to send to the beautiful country of Canada.
Is that that?
And so they would take them 10 years old, some of them said that. Most of them, that's not their names, they didn't know their name when they came here. They took the name of the people that they stayed with until they got married, or whatever the priest, not the priest, the lawyer, the notary, would give them a name to get married. And as they didn't know their name, some of them didn't know their first name even. And a lot of them came from Austria.
Oh.
And they were Germans, of course, eh? Well, and you tell any Frenchman that in the province of Quebec, he'd say, no, well, there's no Germans here. No, he doesn't know, that's why.
He doesn't know.
That's why there's so many, we're all, and first of all, the country, France itself, was all German in the beginning.
Was it?
Oh, yeah.
The Normans were.
They were Franks.
Germanic peoples. Germanic tribes. The Norman invasion of England was the northern Germanics, and the Franks, French comes from Franks. The Franks were Germanic tribes in northern Europe, and they invaded northern Europe, and they invaded England with it. They're all Germanic tribes,
and
cousins to the Germans.
I have no idea.
They were called Franks. They were Franks for a long time. It's in the dictionary. I have it in the dictionary.
Yeah.
And then they went to Francois. There was Francois, but that didn't last long. And then they went to France, and that's how it became France. But in the beginning, they were Franks, and everybody was German. There's still a lot of German people in France.
Yeah. Especially northern France.
But they tell you they're not German, you know?
They have forgotten.
They're still their names, and that's why you have such funny names in France today. The combination of German mixed, twisted again, and a lot of those names are German.
Yeah. Amazing, isn't it?
So don't say you're not German when you come from France, because you certainly have a good trace. You have a good trace of German.
That's like, I laugh, well, I mean, I always, this, from the time I was a little kid, it was always a joke in the house, because people asked always, you know, what you were, what nationality were you? And we always were just Canadian, Heinz 57, Canadian.
Yeah.
True Canadians, a mixture of all.
Yeah.
But we were, I guess, in my background, majority Scottish, with the one branch being Irish and the Irish branch.
When I was small, you were a British subject.
Oh yes, we were all British subjects.
You're not a Canadian, not a French or English, you are a British subject.
Yeah.
And don't forget, that was in school from you're that high. You're a British subject.
That's what you gotta do now. Start from grade one and go to grade till when you were 12, because you gave us when you were 12. But go from grade one or from...
How much?
You said you learned how to read in grade one, or you knew how to read by grade one.
Oh, yeah. When I was 5 years old, I could read.
That's exceptional, you know.
Sure.
I learned by myself. What is, how much is the... Never mind, it takes too long to look through that.
Yeah, you'll have
that's
the time.
For later.
This is Irish society, and what describes it, and there's an application form if you want to become a member again.
Yeah, how much?
English and French.
$10.
$10 a year.
Or $50 for life.
Never mind life.
We want to complicate things, right?
I have no life.
Oh, listen to it. But Alice was telling me last night that she taught herself how to read by the time she was 5.
This thing had a similar experience of life.
Yeah.
Self-taught. Because the schools didn't do very much for them.
Well, there weren't a whole lot of schools around, and they weren't always able to get to them.
Talk about...
Oh, fill that form in, Bob.
There.
Thank you.
Can I fill this out? I already have an envelope with your name and address and everything. I'll fill it out for you, and that's it. We've got it.
Yeah.
I've got membership cards, too.
You know, before we leave, you'll have a membership card.
Oh, yeah?
Is that?
Oh, that's something. Don't give me a receipt. I don't need it. I don't want it.
Oh.
Save the paper. Save the trees.
Save the trees. Oh dear. But anyway, go ahead. You taught yourself how to read.
Oh yeah. I can't. And another thing that I want to say to you is the arithmetic, as far as I know, is still in English in the French school. I don't know that it ever changed that.
Oh really?
I don't know that it's, you see, I had no problem with that, eh? I tell my father what the problem was, and we solved it, and they had the answer in the back of the book. But I never looked at the answer, because that didn't tell me how to do it. So Dad would figure it out, and I looked at the back of the book, sure enough, that was the answer. Now I say, well, you have to tell me how to do it, to go over the whole thing again. So that's why I had no problem with arithmetic. And the reading, well, it seems so easy to read, you know. For me, it seems so easy. I remember the TH there, the teacher had said about that, that we would have to learn about that. But then I didn't go back to school for...
Tell Bob now about that. That was cute.
I was reading in the little book, and I was reading about, I said the motor of dog. My father and mother, they heard me say that. They, no, though you don't say that. It's the mother.
The motor, the mother.
Yeah, but yeah. I hadn't learned that.
No, the H there, yeah.
And I said, I knew that I hadn't learned that, and I said, so they said, No, it's the mother. See, that's how we talked English then. The mother and the father.
Oh, yeah.
And so I said, well, yeah, I know. I said, I know that H there, the TH. I said, I don't know. But I said, the teacher said she would teach us. But I said, when I go back to school, I have to ask her what it means. So whenever I went back to school, I asked her, well, that was simple. She told me, well, the, oh, that was okay, it was clear sailing. Another thing, not bad enough that we couldn't go to school in the winter because we had no roads and no clothes. The water ran over Sarsfield Road here at the hill, at the creek.
Oh yeah, for sure.
It was like a flood. You couldn't cross. You couldn't go across. It was maybe 2 feet, but with a current.
Yeah.
Mother, what creek is that?
All the creeks used to do that.
Yeah.
All the creeks that piled up.
They all used to pile up and flood. We used to nearly get killed every spring.
And my mother would say, the current will carry you if you try to walk in it. And then on Friendship Road, that about halfway through, there was another current there. He just washed everything. So you had to wait until it was dry.
Yeah, might take 6 weeks.
Before you could go back to school.
The end of May, maybe, before you could go to school.
Thank you very much, Alice.
Okay.
Madame Alice Laveille, membre de la société.
And I don't use madame because I am not the madame, I am Ms. MS.
Good girl.
MS. I'm divorced. Madame was my mother.
Yeah. Do you want me to put on
new
card?
I get a new card, sure. Be nicer.
This is just barbouillage, on what? A nouvelle carte.
Okay. Because I
actually have gotten used to writing MS and MR on everything.
Well, I am not a Mrs. But if I would use Mrs. Hill.
Yeah.
Then if I'm going to use Mrs.
Yeah. You're right.
It's old school anyway. It's a habit. The cards, I think, were printed a long time ago.
And
people don't even use
them. With the French, do I ever have a hard time?
Miss, yeah, there is no.
Then you could put Miss, MS.
Yeah, I did that. And I put it on the French side. Is that okay with you? Put it on the French side?
Oh.
I can put it on both sides if you want.
Nobody's going to see it anyway.
Sure they will when you come to the library.
You like it like that?
Yeah.
I didn't fill the English side. Want me to fill both sides?
That's good. Yeah. Here, I'll put it in
there. Put a dot between the... It almost looks like mystery there. Put a little dot after the M and the S.
Yeah. Ms. There we go.
Ms.
Ms. There's an S. MS period.
Yeah, it would be MS period. Would be
there's no period after the M. It's M, capital M, S period. Ms.
Well, there's period after the M, I think.
No, after the S.
No, just after the S.
I must look on my check again, yeah. But I don't get my checks here now. They're sent to the bank.
Well, so you don't have to be bothered running to the bank every time they show up. Good move.
It's sometimes difficult to get a drive, eh?
Yeah.
And the minute I got the check, I felt compelled to take it to the bank, and that would drive me crazy.
Yeah.
So now I can get to the bank just the same, only on easier time. Like my nephew will come at night, maybe. It's open one night a week, 10:00, and one night to 6:00. Those the Germans who used to do the banking there at the case. I used to see one of them there, but I forget his name now.
You mean my family?
Yeah.
Oh, probably Robert.
Do you know the names again?
Robert, Albert, Arnold, and Percy. Robert was the father. And then there was the cousins of theirs, which was Eric and Alan and Carson. There were three boys there too.
Can't remember.
But they were all their double first cousins, eh? Because there was two scarved men that married two Finley girls.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
Well I know they were married because the night we had the meeting there at the I know that the babies and scarves were related there. That's what I found out.
Yeah, they were double first cousins from the first generation here.
Yeah, I thought it was only one baby.
Yeah. Actually, it was Davy. Was turned into Davy.
D-A-V-Y.
Was turned into D-A-V-Y in a lot of the documents.
Well,
because of the Irish accent, eh?
Yeah.
That you take a Garvik.
Yeah.
That was Garvik. This is always Garvik.
Yeah. It's really Garvok.
Garvok, yeah. No, it's Garvik.
Yeah.
And it's the same with them, it calls Laverne.
Yeah.
Don't give them another name, they don't know who you are.
Yeah.
And Kinsley, the phone line, that was Kinsley.
Kinsella.
Yeah. Kinsella?
Kinsley.
No, Kinsley. And we had another family there, Ann used to laugh about. She's the one told me their names. Didn't even sound like it. We baptized them something else, and that's what they went by. Oh my God, you'd laugh if I could think of it, but I can't. But you see, what was
Lough?
It?
Lough?
No.
Lough? Low?
No.
Oh, L-O-U-G-H has been pronounced all kinds of ways.
No.
Was it an English name, a Scottish name, French name?
No, it was, let's say English, but I don't know, just whether English or Scot or Irish, you know. People, they couldn't tell the difference years ago if it was Irish or English. And,
Colburn became Colbert.
Yeah. C-O-L-B-O-U-R-N-E became C-O-B-U-R-N.
Colburn and then Colbert.
The, so I was
going to
just ask you now.
Oh, Cullivan.
Cullivan. Willivan.
Their name is Cullivan.
Oh, that's how it was pronounced. Yeah.
Willivan.
All kinds of things like that.
Cute.
You know, why you laugh? That's what I used to say then. You could spend a whole evening just laughing at things like that, you know. It was so funny, you know, what the French would do to the English and the English would do to the French. And we got along, eh? You didn't hear any funny.
They even intermarried, beautiful families.
They're all intermarried,
yeah.
And nobody ever questioned what you were. And
no.
Nobody.
They're made for good parties.
They started that. That francophone and anglophone, my God. Now wherever you go, the last time I was at the hospital, they asked me, did I speak French or English? I said, I speak both, a little bit of both.
Whatever you want.
Yeah.
You're one of the fortunate few.
That's so ridiculous, you know.
You were a member of the society before I was around.
Before you were born.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's good to have you back. I want to tell you that. It's good to have you
back. But I didn't want to get out of it. It's just Colleen wouldn't take the... Kathleen wouldn't take the money anymore. And what do you want me to do?
And we're going to have you with the Laverne's in this before. In a few months from now, we'll have the tree in there.
Yeah.
I did the Phobias, and then I did the part of the rope. And this thing, I'm going to do the same. I'm taking families from the township, the French families, and I put on the French family. And yours goes
and
right
now,
back.
And now that I know you're feeling better, too, I'll be able to stop by and pick you up on the way to or from wherever.
Yeah.
If you want to come to a meeting or something.
Yeah, no. You see, I get tired easy, and I don't want to go to a place where there's lots of people.
Yeah, noise and...
I'm afraid of getting sick again. And not only that, but I can't ruin the evening for somebody else.
Oh.
If I can only stay an hour and a half, well then I've ruined the evening for somebody else, you know.
Well, we'll play it right here.
And you get when you get the newsletter, you'll know what's going on.
Yeah.
And then you can
talk on the phone and stuff.
And drop in. And you're more than welcome to come in anytime.
Call first.
If I come here on my bicycle.
But call first.
Knock on the door. But you see, as I take off on my bicycle, I'm just going around.
You'll have to call from wherever you were last.
Well, go upstairs and go in the front room. That's where my room is upstairs.
Yeah.
And I can't hear a thing. I can't even hear the oil truck. My brother takes the backhoe out. I can't even hear it.
Yeah.
I put so much insulation in this house.
Yeah.
You wouldn't believe it. Plus the storm windows are on the year round.
Yeah. Well insulated. Yeah.
And the storm doors are on.
But that's good.
I can't hear nothing upstairs. And that bell just rings. See, it's right there.
Yeah.
It rings right here. That's all.
The front door bell doesn't work.
You hear the phone though? If I call, you're going to hear the phone.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
If you ring the bell, you'll hear it here.
And if we were at our house, the dog would be going crazy right now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, go upstairs and in the front room, and I'll ring the bell.
No, I know you wouldn't hear a thing.
Yeah.
No. I've got to ask you, or I'm going to fix it or something. Is that picture upside down?
No.
The top one?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, which? Ah.
That's upside down.
Yeah.
Don't I put it upside up?
Is it okay with you, Alice? I'm sitting here saying it looks like something very important, but it's upside down.
Well, it's
fell down somewhere.
See how it's coming? It's coming upside down.
It fell down somewhere along the line.
Whoever put it up, I don't know. And that is, you see Cornwall, they advertise at that time that they could do your genealogy, yeah?
Oh.
And
so you got a certificate and got a printout of some kind.
Yeah, but they only claim very few Laverne's in Canada, even. And they say they weren't, there's nothing near the truth on there.
So you could write it better than they did.
Yeah, they don't know a whole lot, you know.
Thank you, I feel much better now.
Oh, I think your eyes are very good, although supposed to have 20/20 vision now since the operation. I went blind. You
had your cataract,
yeah.
Yeah.
I was completely blind, totally blind.
Wow.
And you see well now?
20/20.
You don't need glasses for reading or for anything?
Well, it's easier if I use glasses,
But you looked at this and you didn't use your glasses, you just looked at it.
Oh, I know what's on there. I can read it all, only it's going to take me a little longer.
Yeah,
maybe.
You relax sometimes.
That's for you anyway, you take it anytime you want.
Yeah.
And you'll get the next ones too. Every 2 months, you get one every 2 months.
Yeah.
You're on the list. I have to remember to put Mr. Bissat's name on the list as well, because I don't have, well, I can find his address, it's in the phone book.
I'll give it to you on the phone next time I see you.
I have Jackie's. I have it.
Or if my window's open, and you would come to the front
and
blow the horn, I would hear it. I would hear it there, the front.
Oh, I'm on my bicycle. This
I just call me.
I was telling Bob, if he showed up at my door on a Sunday afternoon unannounced, I wouldn't let him in either.
Well, I don't
know. Not because he looks shifty, just because I don't like strange people at my door.
It doesn't matter who comes to the door. If I don't know a person, I don't open the door.
Yeah.
And people know that by now, but I've always done that.
Yeah.
And I talked to them through the door, and I asked them what they want and who they want.
Yeah.
You know, and that's all. I never open the door, never, never. It doesn't matter if it's 12 o'clock noon or when, I never open the door. And if they want Archie or, but there's not many now. At first there used to be different people coming, but now they know he's not working, so they don't come looking for him.
Oh, Archie is Achille.
Achille.
Oh, Archie is Achille. I thought you had two brothers, one Achille, one Archie. That's good.
I wouldn't have connected that at all.
No.
Well, you see, a French name, if Anglophones can't pronounce it, you change it. From Achille, you go to Archie, and everybody's
Well, that's what everybody calls him, man, and, you know. Yeah.
Achille is a good name in French. Yeah. It's like a lot of... Well, Theodore Faubert, Ted in English, everybody calls him Ted.
Theodore in English would also be changed.
It would go, but it's complicated.
You know the names that have always driven me crazy, and I don't understand to this day why they get changed the way they do? It's like William becoming Bill.
Yeah. Go ahead and explain.
I mean, why wouldn't it become Will?
Yeah.
But instead it's Bill.
It started with Will, and then it got to Bill.
Somebody couldn't say the W, and it ended up as a B?
It didn't go from William to William.
And there's another
Willie
But you know that Bill is a name now. It is legal name.
Oh, you can name anything a legal name, yeah.
Bill, Billy.
Bill is a name because I had this young chap. Well, he was a pilot and he was taking an air control traffic course, living here, came from Lake Huron. And his name was William, but he liked to be called Bill. And at the time he was living here, it came out in the paper that Bill was now legal.
Ah, yeah.
And I remember reading it to him.
Otherwise it was a nickname, but now it's an official.
Now it is.
Well,
it
now,
is.
Yeah, now I think they'll take anything that's named as a name because there's so many different nationalities and names.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but still, you can't, this happened in Quebec, and that the people couldn't get their daughter baptized under a certain name.
Yeah, the priest didn't want it.
Yeah.
It had to be a saint's name. See, the Catholics wanted saint's names on the Christian names, like, and if it wasn't, the some priests didn't baptize under certain names, if they weren't names of
but
saints.
Well, there is a Saint Alice, but it was Dr. Irwin. So another thing, the doctor didn't speak French, Dr. Irwin. You didn't speak French. So now nobody actually, if you didn't speak English, where were you?
Yeah.
You know? You're nowhere.
That's right.
I never signed a contract that had anything to do with anybody with in French. I remember one day I took this insurance from somebody local in Orleans, new insurance. I forget now. So I wanted to change my insurance anyway. I called them. And he came over and he's got his papers going to write in French. I said, just a minute, mister, now. I said, can you do it in English? Otherwise, I said, I can't understand what you're writing. I said, whatever you write there, I said, I can't read it.
No.
So I said, you either make it in English or...
No,
it's much more proper too, and I imagine on legal contracts it must be very...
I didn't learn those legal words and stuff.
Some gobbledygook this.
Well, even to an English person reading an English contract.
You read the English
But at least if you have a knowledge, you more have to understand it than if you have no knowledge of it and you don't understand. And not only that, but Quebec has brought out new words all the time. All the time they bring out new words and they stick that in there. And there's a lot of people who never even heard of them.
They're making
words as they go along, ever since.
And if you've never seen it, you'd rather have it in English.
That's like the computer stuff.
Yeah.
The computer stuff, it's most of it's created in Japan or in the States.
If I give you the right word in French for this, and you don't know what it is, and in English it's obvious, software or whatever.
Yeah.
Logiciel for software.
Even a mouse.
If I told you that,
Would you call a mouse a mouse?
Yeah, sooty. Straight sooty.
So it's straight mouse, so it's the same.
But it's a joke in English, it's a joke in French. The mouse.
Yeah.
I took a computer course once.
Oh.
Well, all you heard was computer.
Yeah.
And I said, and fax, a copier and everything, and I said, I don't know anything like that. I said, never saw it. No. Oh, okay, I'm going to take a computer course. I did.
Nothing ever stopped you in life.
No.
No.
She's determined if nothing else.
Well, I'm going to find out what it is.
Yeah, even if you have to go see the parish priest. Open up the church, I want to see the registers.
So I did, but I didn't have a good teacher. It was at a school, St. Matthew's High School.
The best course.
Well, no, but still I learned what I learned, you know.
Well, you know, one of the things that I think it was the Navin Seniors Group was doing was going to Meadowview. And the kids that were just learning how to use computers were assigned seniors to teach the senior.
Oh, yeah.
Because they were still they were still learning themselves.
That's
they
right.
were to the point where they could teach at a basic level.
Yeah, that sounded
really neat.
Yeah, but that's what I did, you see, was I wanted to know the basics of it. I want to know how what's a fax. I want to know how does that work. A copier machine.
Yeah.
I never saw it. We didn't have that in school.
That's right.
No.
And I want to know that's part of my life. That's all I hear today.
What you and me had in school, the world today is all different.
Huh. and imagine what you learned and what I learned was...
Even that's very different.
Another good thing to her. Yeah. Plus, you were learning in Ottawa, and she was learning out here.
There you go.
Yeah.
I mean, school-wise.
Yeah. They started changing here the school, like Archie. He's 10 years younger than me. By the time he went to school, that was a good 15 years, we say. This had all changed, huh? It was French then. But when I went to school, it wasn't French. When I went for my entrance, I had to go to Rockland. There was five of us. There was nobody under 16, and there was one 17, and nobody else passed.
You were the only one that passed?
Yeah.
But it sounds like you were a pretty smart cookie.
And all those girls that I knew, they turned against me, huh?
Yeah.
When I met them again after that sometimes, and they would look the other way. They were so jealous. And at night, you know, they always wanted to go here, there, and walk the sidewalks. And some of two of them were the Rangée girls, Geraldine and Colleen's mother, and Gertrude. And they had beautiful nylon stockings, you know, and they were big, and they were great big women. Big legs, you know, and those nylon stockings. I didn't have any stockings on, didn't have any. And they would buy an ice cream cone. They all had money except me, but anyway, maybe I had enough to buy my own cone. I don't know, they wouldn't let me buy it anyway. And four nights they bought me a cone, you know. Well, that was nice, but I really didn't want to go for that walk in the first place, you know, because I was staying with my aunt there, my grandmother's sister.
Whose name was? What was her name?
Alexina Labelle. And her son was a bus driver on Colonial.
Oh, yeah.
And anyway,
Now, were you the same age as them, or were they just taking you as an excuse to go for the walk?
They were 16,
yeah.
And one was 17.
Mm-hmm.
I was 12.
Yeah, so you were probably the excuse.
I was a little kid there.
Yeah. You were the excuse that they had to go and take you for an ice cream cone. So that they could strut and stuff on the street.
I didn't even want to go out. I wanted to stay at home and study.
Yeah.
Because of for the exams. This is was the one-time deal. There was no going back, you know. And I was set on winning.
Yeah.
And imagine being the only one.
Yeah, you probably didn't earn any brownie points from your friends for that.
No,
they all, it's like they turned against me. They were so jealous.
You were the brains and they were the...
Well, I've seen something, I mean, not in the exact same, but I've seen and heard of different things. I've heard of parents who did not want their children to get ahead because then they thought they would be too smart. I've heard of people on welfare holding back people who were in their group that wanted to get ahead, basically ridiculing them and, you know,
cutting
them.
You have no idea how far that goes, huh? You see, years ago people would say they have 16 or 20 kids,
yeah.
We'll get one of them educated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And thinking that one is going to educate the others.
Yeah.
That was the hope.
But the minute he became a little bit educated, he didn't want to see any of the family. He found them all so stupid, so uneducated, that he wanted nothing to do with them. After they would spend what little they had, spend it all on him in the hopes it didn't even want to see.
He wouldn't look back, he'd go straight up.
Yeah, he didn't even want to see them, didn't want to know them anymore.
No.
And by the same token, the ones that weren't getting the education were probably jealous and therefore...
Yeah.
Mr. So-and-so thinks he's that much better than we are.
Yeah.
You know?
That was sad.
To have one, I remember people talking about that. Say, oh, at least we'll have one educated.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Usually the oldest would get the, and the girls didn't have a chance if they were boys, because the boys would be sent to school for careers. The girls, they would say,
well, the girls
oh,
were
good,
expected,
at, what good is it on, for a woman, you know, she's gonna have to live in the kitchen anyway, so why?
Yeah, the girls were expected to marry someone who would support them and be happy and content in raising their family.
Well, it didn't matter if they were gonna support them or not. The thing is to get married was, you see, in the earlier days, a girl had to be married before she was 16. Or if she wasn't, the father had to pay the government, that was the French government, pay a duty every year if the 16-year-old wasn't married. They wanted her to get married and produce.
This is way back
here in the, or in France?
No, here.
But in the
here.
French, in the
here.
French regime, during the French colonial times.
And
the men, there were not enough women for the men, they had to get going. Life,
yeah. And so to produce, that was done by the Catholic Church mostly, and pop out your kids 2 a year. If
the,
you
the priest would come around and check if you were, you know, in your family.
I remember that one day, that priest coming in and asking my mother, looking all over, and say, "You're not pregnant." And they didn't say pregnant then, they said family way. In rags, all dirty.
But at least they were there. The priest was happy.
Yeah.
You see, it's a, to say it the other way, I guess, when my dad used to talk to me about all kinds of things, and one of the things that he would say in that regard, like with relation to what you're just talking about, was that he had heard that kind of thing happened.
Mm-hmm.
The priest went and told people that they had kids, and he said, but he didn't understand why they would do that, because how could they possibly afford to do well by any of their kids if they had too many?
But
he had heard that as a kid.
How long they were, because they couldn't even feed them properly, they couldn't clothe them, they couldn't buy them clothes to go to school, and I don't mean expensive clothes, I mean just even clothes to cover your back, and you didn't have any.
It got sad.
So it took a lot of determination by a lot of very poor
people. And 16 and 18 and 20, I should get those books there.
In a family,
it was nothing. It was like a village.
Yeah.
Each family was like a village, and that's the way they wanted it. Produce.
And it's
was it to populate, or was it to make the church bigger, or what?
Naturally, it was to strengthen the Catholic Church. There would be more Catholics, and it populate the country.
Of course. It was a mixture of many things. Don't forget the French survivors.
I wonder what was on top of your car.
Is it the cat?
Yeah. Ah, she's so sweet.
If Quebec has only one or one and a half children on the average per family, they're going to disappear demographically. You know, they're worried about that in Quebec.
Well, so are we all, but there are many, many others.
Francophones are more worried about it, because for them the numbers are important, and the numbers have always been important. Because they cut emigration to Quebec. It was cut way back.
Yeah.
So what was there had to procreate on a large scale to fill the ranks. And so it was more than one reason. It was, first of all, the theology. You couldn't prevent family. Number two, the demographics, the population. And number three, if you had a lot of children, they'd help on the farm. It was manpower on the farm. And if you only have two sons and one of them is not, you know, you had to have the numbers to survive on the farm.
Yeah, years and years and years ago, too, you didn't expect your family to all live. You expected a certain percentage of them to
die. Disease and child death and all that. And one third of families.
Oh my glory, what do you got now?
Okay, we're getting into the serious stuff here.
Here is some of that. This is from cousin from Ottawa.
Uh-huh.
No, not this book, and my niece bought that. For me.
No.
And
the familiar picture of it.
On the tree? Yes.
I'll never look at a tree the same way since we've got this tree.
The intestines.
One is upside down, the other one's upside down. And people.
This woman, her and her daughter, I think it is, she wrote these books. Oh, mm-hmm. And not, well, that's not all I have, though. I have a whole lot more. I thought I had picked the ones about with my mother's relatives there. Grandmother. Her grandfather's brother, he married 3 times. He had 6 children with the first wife. She died. He remarried. He had 6 children with the second wife. She died. He married the third time. He had 6 children with the third wife. That's 18 children. And the third wife, she had children of her own when she married him.
Oh boy. So we've got a village right there.
So,
gosh. See, on my mom's father's side is the only family similar, well, not even similar, but Ann Quigley.
Oh yeah.
Who was, well, it's actually quite, we joke about it because she was probably one of the few Catholic ladies to be into the Macmillans or the Starks or the Finleys or any of them, right? There were very, very few, because a lot of times they went in little groups and they didn't marry outside the little groups or for whatever reason. Anyway, Anne Quigley married a Cameron first, and he was a Protestant, I think. And she had a bunch of kids by him, and then he passed away, and then she married the Macmillan and had a bunch more kids. And the joke was that it took 2 Protestants to keep the 1 Catholic lady going.
Oh, okay.
She was that, you know.
Yeah.
She had that many kids to have, and she was going to have them no matter.
Yeah, I'm related to the Camerons in Cumberland.
Are you related to them?
Yeah. And, there was Oscar Ernest and, I have part of their story here.
Because I don't have much on the cameras.
No, yeah. They're tough. There's so many.
Well, because they all went away, eh? A lot of them moved to California and BC and, yeah, of my connection anyway. I mean, Bella Cameron ended up marrying, is it into the Summers or into the Morin? I forget. There's a Morin and a Summers connection in there as well through the Camerons.
Do you remember, you must know about the Cameron lady who lived in the house that was the little train station there in Cumberland? You didn't know her.
I don't think so.
I'm trying to think of her name. No, I'll never think of her name. She's dead now. And was it Cameron her name? I was like a distant relative of hers.
Oh.
Then we found out through that. I hadn't done any research at that time.
Not here. Now it's not Mrs. Moffat.
No, not Mrs. Moffat. No, no.
She lived in a little house somewhere.
No. The train, you know, the North Shore.
Yeah.
The track they had for the North Shore.
Which is basically where the highway is now? Pretty close to there, right?
Yeah, that's where the train was.
Yeah.
You don't remember the North Shore?
No.
Oh.
Because I was born in 52.
Yeah.
And,
I remember the North Shore.
The train was gone in what?
I don't know.
Early 30s, I think.
But I remember the North Shore.
So tell me about the North Shore.
And that was a little train station there. And somehow she bought that and she lived there. And it was a cute little place too. It's still there.
She was there by herself? She didn't
have see, that I don't know. But somebody used to bring her to the club. At the Maple Hall there, you know?
Yeah. I wonder what her name is.
You have good stuff here. This is very good. Your name was Société Canadienne
Française.
And that's...
That's a different thing.
That's her.
Yeah, it's still by the same person. Yeah.
And her daughter who lives in Orleans. You've got some good stuff here.
Yeah.
Ev Malak.
All kinds of amazing stuff.
This is Brose Histoire de Comté.
Oh, that's Brose. Did we have a copy? No, we only have photocopies of some of the pages.
This is good stuff.
You probably gave us the photocopy pages that we have at the caboose.
Where did you get this? You bought it?
You can buy it now, but it's not in the hardcover. You have to go to Lane Ave, you can write, they're on Court Street. And, I got one from my cousin in Ohio. And they cost, I think, about $8. And I have another one like that. Do you know where it is? The priest in Cumberland. What's his name? McNally.
John McNally. No, that's the circuit rider. Who's the priest in Cumberland? I have no idea.
He must be an Irish Catholic priest right now, eh?
Well, he's not Irish, he's Scott.
Scott Catholic, no?
No, yeah. His parents were Protestants. And he somehow joined the Catholic religion, and,
Are we talking now or way back?
Well, not that far back, you know, very old, I don't think.
Now that's on the new Highway 17, or the Catholic Church in...
Yes, St. Margaret's Church.
Yeah.
I don't know him. Anyway, Archie went to church there a couple of times, and, he wanted to know a lot about the township.
Yeah.
Well, I had two of those green books.
Yeah.
And I said, Archie, well, yeah, you bring him that one, but I said, I'd like to have it back. But he never, Archie never went back for it. So maybe if you're alone, you could give him a call and you could pick it up for me.
It's the same priest that's still there?
Well, I don't know. I have no communication with
him. I should ask my Aunt Cecile, would probably know. She goes to St. Mary's.
See, when you lend a book, how dangerous
it is. Oh, I don't lend books. No. I don't lend, and this was Archie one for the priest.
Yeah.
And I got Shirley the dog.
If anybody would bring it back.
Yeah.
But now no guarantee.
And Archie was supposed to go back, he didn't go back for it. Yeah. And
now you got one missing, yeah.
And so, this is, the man. He's an engineer who invented the pacemaker that I wear. And he wrote a book and he gave me a copy.
Very nice.
And he wrote a book because I wanted to write a book. And he wouldn't let me.
Who wouldn't let you?
Him. He said it cost too much. Well, I said, no, it doesn't have to cost too much. We could get it printed in the States. So we decided he would write it.
Wow.
So he wrote it, and then he sent me a copy.
So he wrote the book you wanted to write?
Well, I couldn't have wrote the same thing. It's like, you know, I just...
Oh, he wrote a book about the pacemaker.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were going to write a book about something else.
No.
You have had an interesting life, Alice.
Yeah,
You have had an interesting life. This is very interesting.
And
I told you, I think I gave you both a pretty good idea of what each other was like.
Yeah.
Because Bob is so full of enthusiasm, you've got to love that.
Yeah.
And you've got so much knowledge that Bob is just like a big sponge here.
Yeah. I've written almost a page and a half so far, and we've got all kinds of stuff. It's good to have you back. I repeat it.
Well, I never left, as far as I'm concerned. Is that I was...
You were still around.
I was put aside, whatever.
See, what happened with Bob and I, both of us, neither one of us really knows who all the old members were, and we don't know the reasons why they didn't keep going. We don't know whether it's because something happened or whether because they just didn't get around to it or whatever. And some of them we've been discovering it's because of things like to say, you know, you had to do it and nobody was interested, and so you just said, fine, never mind them.
Well, they become discarded.
Frustrating?
Put aside. And I was sick at the time. I wasn't fighting anybody, you know.
I think that's the last conversation you and I had, too, is you said, because you said you weren't well, and I said, well, let me know.
But at least you understood when I talked to you.
Yeah.
And
A sympathetic ear is what it's called.
Well, I understand.
No, but you, and then you understood that I was still interested, and,
yeah.
and I called you, and then I took sick again, and well, it was almost a no-end thing. It was rather discouraging.
Yeah.
But I've always enjoyed talking to you because we could communicate somehow, eh?
Yeah.
Always thank
felt,
you.
I always felt that. I always felt that we could, I could say what I wanted, and I was understood, like,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
You know, there's nothing worse than not being understood or being misunderstood, you know?
Do you mind if I look through that?
No, no, I'm just going to hand it to you.
Because I see writing like that and I get all excited.
Well, I wanted to show you the first marriage certificate there.
Okay.
But I'm not sure. It must be in there, but...
That
is a little note I wrote that I was going to leave. That's the binder. You see, and that's as far as it got.
To my
ancestors, I have loved each and every one of you while researching you. I admired your strength and courage and your unfailing faith in God. Your admiring daughter and great-granddaughter of several generations, Alice Nadal.
Oh, that's
beautiful.
Lovely.
You like
that's
that?
Beautiful.
Yeah.
I'm going to cry.
You're running to your ancestors.
And I'm going to cry. You have a gift with words.
But it's true, true, you know, how that Betsyon, that grandmother Betsyon, that I dreamed about her
yeah.
one night.
Yeah.
And
did you actually see her? Did you
no, I didn't see
was?
Her. I just dreamed and I said, what was Lara Brun, Rob Byrne, and him there, I said, what was his mother's name? I've been saying that to myself. That was my grandfather,
oh,
Alexander.
Yeah.
And I said, I don't have her, you know. And I don't know, I forget now just how all it came to me. And I had it. Anyway, whatever happened there, I had it. Well, it was mostly dreaming that got me to where I got.
Yeah.
Because I had no facts anyway, you know, and
did they kind of point you where to go, or just give you a name?
Not really. It seems I remember this woman. She was a fairly big woman, and no, it seems that she was just there. That I knew it was her.
Yeah.
She was the mother of those six boys.
Yeah.
You know? And I wanted to know who she was. Because he died in Regal, and she came here with the boys, so there wasn't much information about him either. You
what
know?
Was his name again?
Alexander.
Okay.
See, there's three Louis, yeah. starts with Laurent, one Laurent, three Louis, three Alexanders. Actually, four Alexanders, my brother, my father's brother, but then they changed his name to Joe. Because they couldn't, they had Alexander Senior, Alexander Junior, and...
they didn't get into the American first, second, third, fourth, fifth.
Yeah, well, they were all mixed up, so they...
The
King of France ordered that every man has a son should be named after his father. You see, that's what...
That's how it started.
Yeah. Wait till I bring in that little treasure ship.
Oh, she's out there?
She was sitting on your car.
You are a self-made genealogist, Bettis. This is the original
she's
stuff.
She's a self-made lot.
Original stuff.
Wait there.
2 years,
it
takes some people
wife.
10,
it
50,
has,
or they never do it.
There's no wife.
We had a cat like that. If anybody came into the house, the cat would disappear, and when the company went away, the cat would
disappear. Oh, they're all the same. If they were all in the house, you wouldn't see one anyway, you know. They all,
trying to...
Oh, yeah, the girl would maybe sleep on my bed or something. They're afraid. See,
you have another one here you have.
Yeah, I took them naturally in the beginning to the vet, huh?
Yes.
They don't like that.
No, none of them do.
Put in a cage and, oh my God, I cried.
And then being poked and needled and everything else, they don't like that at all.
So they never forgot that.
I just hit something here. François Xavier Roquebrune married Véronique Foubert, and that was one of the nieces of the Ahmad Foubert. And we're right in between Foubert and Roquebrune, and that goes into you, Lavrinet. Oh,
have you seen this much excitement in one person?
No. Not in this set, because so far there hasn't been any excitement much, eh?
Watch Ruth and I. This society has gone places.
Alice will be right there too.
I'm going to put this in service when she doesn't get...
Yeah, well, let's see, that's what we wanted to do.
Yeah.
But then we had another kind of bag that you could seal on top.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you see, did that fit in there because it has no holes in it?
No, but I don't want it to be damaged, so I'm going to put it right back in.
You know? And I got the thing to punch the holes.
Yeah.
Well, you don't need the holes in the paper because there's holes in the...
Yeah, but in the plastic.
Yeah.
See, it goes right in there and it's protected now.
Yeah, but some don't have them. And I had everything ready, but...
Well, I have in the car probably. Did I bring that office equipment stuff? No, it's still at the caboose. I have sleeves, boxes of sleeves. If you want sleeves to put your stuff in.
Yeah.
I've got boxes of 110 at a time.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because I went out and got a bunch of boxes, because you know all that, I don't know, in the caboose, you know we had those hanging folders with the newspaper clippings and everything?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they drive me crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Because people have to finger through them and they get things dirty and torn and things disappear. So I've got a whole bunch of black binders and a whole bunch of plastic sheets.
Mm.
And that's going to be my winter project, is to go through these files and try and put them in books according to family or in books according to topic.
Yeah.
So that we have a whole bunch of binders instead of a whole bunch of hands.
Oh, yeah. They're organized.
Yeah, well, that's it. And you see, this is what we... that was the genealogy. I was to put it in order, you know. That's why it's loose like that.
Yeah.
But it was to be in proper, in its proper order.
Right.
But like you say, sometimes you need a little boost from somebody, eh?
Well, you get tired sometimes and you need a little encouragement.
Yeah, but it's not only that, especially when I was sick.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't feel what well to start with.
Yeah.
But knowing that we're not fire, if you ever want somebody to take care of your stuff.
Yeah. Well, you know, if somebody would have come here and helped me for an hour or so, get something done, but I couldn't, just, you know, you realize now how much stuff you're going to take out. Who's going to put it all back and put it, you know, when you're not well?
Yeah, you have to be in your own time.
And you don't feel like... Another thing I want to say is that Buckingham, they have records, books of the cemetery and all the death, birth, marriage certificates.
Do they have a book?
I have seen that.
That's the stuff we need to get copies of.
Anne had one. She brought it to me here.
She did?
Yeah, but not for keeps. Like, you know, I had to give it back to her. But she said, have it photocopied if you like, but how they break up the book to have it photocopied, I didn't like to do that.
Easy,
Now, is that book is not at the caboose?
No.
But it's the record of birth, deaths, and marriages for both?
Yeah,
but
there's
two, because of the space that when a church is burnt, that there's some years missing.
Yeah.
But there's still a whole lot of stuff.
I took that book page by page. All my genealogies for Cumberland Township, they're all out of there. All the families. Brown, Shoes, they all went to Buckingham for a lot of stuff.
Well, who produces the book? The church or the
published
Buckingham?
The Genealogical Societies on the Quebec side do that.
Well, the church, yeah, I think you better get in touch with the church and make sure.
Because I've seen the marriage register books from the parish.
Yeah, we're talking about BMS, that's birth, marriage.
They got the whole thing in the same book.
Yeah.
You know?
1836 to 1862, written by
a man called Terio. And then they have the...
I never knew, I don't know where you're going to buy it, you just, we'd have...
No, you get in touch with the church and ask them they have secretaries that are answering the phone all the time.
And you could...
They're very nice.
The Buckingham Archdiocese or...
The church.
Parish?
The church.
Right there, the church.
The church itself.
Start with that. They might send you to somebody else, but start with the church.
Yeah, and the secretaries are very nice and they will send you the book. No problem.
Probably it's easy to go over and get one if they have one.
I have gone and I've done my research and pulled everything I wanted out of it, but if you want to own the book... Yeah.
There's two. I was going to buy one of them anyway, the one from 1846 or 47. That's the... Earlier than that, I couldn't find anybody that I belonged to. But still nice to have, you know. But I think they were about $35 each, I'm not sure. So I didn't think I could spend the money for both of them, but I was going to get one anyway, but things dragged on.
Yeah.
And those that see now, especially now when we're going to be in the library, I think we're going to find a lot more people who are looking for pieces of things.
Oh, yeah, well, you're in the right place,
And I'm hoping, it's going to be impossible to get everybody to become a member, and I'm hoping that maybe if we, leave a donation box or something, that people will contribute.
Yeah.
You know, to helping us to try and add more things to
the friends of the, of Jeannie, I'll put little cardboard box with tape on it, and just put it there. Somebody will put coral in, you know.
Because I'm hoping, otherwise... I'm sure there must be ways of getting grants and stuff, but I really don't know of
them. The way I want to explain this to you, let's say you want to start on McMillan, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You've got to be able to provide space for them, a place, whether it's in your house or you have an office or whatever, and that you're going to be there certain hours, a day or a month or whatever, and you get a grant from the government. And plus you're allowed to charge a membership for those who want to belong, and so on, you start from there. If you should write a book, you must give a copy to the archives and send the update every month from there on. You get a number from the archives, and every month from there on you have to send an update.
Of what progress you're making?
Yeah, what's going on.
They don't want people to goof off with the money.
No, and I'm sure
it's
a lot of
that. Very serious.
And that may be why they have never... I don't think... Well, I shouldn't say that. I saw one grant. They put in for one grant from the province of Ontario for... I think they got $1,360.
Oh, well, they
in
give
1991.
They give them enough that it's worth your while opening up... say your house one night a month, and you have these people come in, they make it worthwhile for cleaning the place when they leave and all that stuff, and plus they pay their membership, and you must look after the printed material and everything and stuff like that, you know. So either you do it yourself. This in Shawinigan, she used to get young kids, you know, and type things out for her. I don't know.
She's the one who did that pilot thing.
Well, several people have also told me that there are grants that you can get to hire summer students to do the interviews.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of stuff, because that's something that was started back in 89. Well, the time that they came and did the interview with you about funerals. They were asking what it was like to have a funeral back when you were a child.
Yeah.
And that I have tape with that on it at home. Anne gave it to me just before she left. You're one of the few I listen to. I said, oh, Alice, I know Alice, I'm going to listen to that.
You see, I hadn't gone to that many funerals then at that time as a kid. I never went much to funerals because I disliked them, you know.
Who likes them?
But I had gone to something where I had to go, like, you know.
But you did a very good job of explaining it, though, because it's true, most of them were held at home.
Oh, yeah.
And you always had like a vigil or something where people stayed up with the body and...
Oh, yeah.
24 hours a day.
Yeah.
7 days.
Oh, yeah.
That doesn't happen anymore, so it's very important to have that all recorded. Mm.
And but she didn't do any time and at all. I called it the sudden death thing. I said, how can I blurt all that out like that, you know?
Hey, we're doing a good job today. We're into the third tape.
Oh, it's only the second.
It's on, is it?
Yeah.
We're recording it.
We had much. You've got to take the time to do it right.
Yeah. But the only way to get a recording is to do the general chatting, because if you do...
Oh, yeah.
Okay, today we're going to talk about...
Oh, you can't.
Fire engines. Okay, well, you think about the things that come to your head in 2 seconds about fire engines, and it's gone. But if you just chat, things come out and you remember
the stuff that's come out today, I mean, you have to give your memory a chance to work.
Yeah, to get the clear picture.
Yeah.
I did the genealogy for my cousin in Ohio, the Robitaille's. That's another thing.
Hey, you've got the Robitaille's at your tree, yeah? I've got some, too.
Yeah.
Oh, we'll find out what you're related to.
Robitaille, yeah, that's a big...
He was saying to me how he'd like to get his grandfather, Marie de Laverne, which was my father's first cousin. And of course, the Robitaille was not related to us. But anyway, he wanted to know about them. And so between looking through this, that, the other thing, it's hard to switch on to something else we don't know anything about. Anyway, I was walking on Deluzzi Street, and you know the store, the Desmarais and Robitaille?
Yeah.
Desmarais is the big guy in the States with all the money.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it was right on Deluzzi?
Yeah. Do you know, Ellis, that my grandfather used to run that store?
Yeah. What was it?
Eugène Sédé used to run that store.
Yeah.
Yeah. My grandfather.
And
your grandfather was Eugene?
He was a businessman.
Eugene.
The Anglophones call him Eugene.
Eugene.
Yeah. Eugene.
And they have all kinds of clothing for the priests.
Oh, yeah.
It's a beautiful store.
Yeah.
If you want to get a religious object.
Yeah, that's still the best place.
Is
it still all the sacristy stuff?
And
church, you know, that Catholic church stuff.
And the books for First Communion, for the Christmas cards, they're out of this world.
Religious music, everything you want.
It's so beautiful. They got everything. The cards are not always religious. They're just, they could suit any religion, you know. And they got all kinds of stuff there. Anyway,
right in Clarence there, right in the lower town,
It's on Deluzzi, then.
Yeah, right on Deluzzi, between.
As anyway, I look at that Robitaille, and I think of my cousin Donald in the States. Why don't I go in there? I said to myself, research through God, research through books. Why don't I go in here?
Desmarais Robitaille, you see that? That's good.
So I went in and I asked for Mr. Robitaille. You know, he's not
here. Right there, right?
Yes, he's in the big store in Montreal.
Yeah.
Well, I told him what my story was. Oh, he said he'd love to hear from you. He gave me the phone number.
Wow.
And the address. And so I wrote to him and I gave him the story. I said, it is for my cousin, Donald Davis. He lives in Ohio. And, well, they wrote to him right away.
Wow.
And they welcomed into the family.
Wow.
They sent me the most beautiful letter, which I sent the cousin, because, I mean, to me, well, it meant something, the value of the letter, but I thought, you know, he would
appreciate it more.
So I sent him the letter. He was the happiest man. All of a sudden, he had the whole thing in front of him. The whole thing.
Because you went into the store.
And asked.
Yeah.
If you're shy in life, you don't get anywhere.
I couldn't believe
what
it myself.
What a story.
And they have it all at the archives, and I could have
looked that'd be tough,
for 100 years and would have never found it.
Good for you.
I got that guy, all the relatives all around, that was impossible. He didn't know where to start because he was born in Buffalo. His mother didn't speak English when she got married. She married, like his father, didn't speak French. Oh, they finally learned how to talk to each other.
That must have been difficult.
She died when she was very young anyway. And he didn't have anything to go on, you know. And it's through the genealogy that he found me. It was Ann called me one night and said, "You want to take him?" Ah, I said, "No, I don't." I said, you know, but eventually I did. And he's been here twice. he couldn't believe it, you know. But still, he can't find his grandmother's marriage certificate. And that's driving him crazy. Well, I said, "You have to allow that some churches burn."
Oh, yeah.
There are no records, but he can't buy that. He's still looking. And you see, he had gone to the States, and his name was quickly changed to Robtoy, R-O-B-T-O-Y.
That's like the
Ranche
lady. That's like the Ranche lady, though. She says they don't call, we're Rangers.
Rangers, yeah. That's not too bad, but here they have to change the spelling. I've never Robtoy. That's rough.
And I found it on the census, only because I was looking, and so I came across this Robtoy.
Yeah.
Robtoy.
And it sounded familiar to you.
And I stared at it, you know. At the time, I didn't know it.
I wouldn't have known.
Well, Alice is an expert at guessing what somebody's name used to be.
Yeah.
But I didn't know at the time. No. I didn't know, you know. But
it
I
was funny, yeah.
Kept staring at it, and it kept Robtoy.
It sounds, yeah.
I kept staring. And I started reading it. When I saw Emily Laverne, oh my God, that's it,
yeah.
That's the one. And he was considered an enemy from the States at that time.
Oh.
Oh yeah.
Because?
U.S. Well, because we were at war with the States. At least the States were at war with us.
1812 probably.
Well, after 1812, for a long time after, all my ancestors, the grandfathers there, they were all yeomen of the guard. They're all at this kind of a, like the Queen's guard, yeomen with the big collar, and like the beef eaters there.
Yeah.
And I don't know if they ever wore the uniform, but they were all, it's on the marriage certificate, yeomen of the guard.
Is that what yeoman means?
Yeah, the yeoman of the guard.
What is the word yeoman, though?
Yeoman.
I see it a lot on stuff.
Well, yeoman, that's the Queen's guard.
But there were a lot of yeomen.
Well, they probably all belong to the army here.
Possibly. Because mostly in the marriage certificates and the birth certificates and the death certificates, they're either a farmer, a cabinet maker, a clergyman.
Or a gentleman.
I haven't seen gentlemen yet, but I've seen a lot of yeomen.
Yeoman, there were all yeomen because of the belong.
Journeyman.
I don't know.
Yeoman. Shoemakers, cabinet makers, blacksmiths.
Squires.
No squires. I haven't seen any squires.
See, and the English names would be yeoman would have as well, because if they were in that reserve army for the government, they would, that was their title as well.
I didn't even look it up in the dictionary to see what yeoman means. I thought it was some kind of a tradesperson, but
no, that's the queen's very own, her personal guards.
Is her yeoman. Okay.
Yeah.
Instead of yes men, they're yeomen.
No.
Hey Alice, instead of yes men, they're yeoman.
Yeoman. I never looked it up in the dictionary either, but I've known for a fact for a long time.
Yeah.
That's the Queen's Guards. and that all my ancestors have all belonged to it.
So maybe that's what unemployed people call themselves in order to sound important.
No, that was, you see, the war of 1812 didn't end in 1812, it went on quite a bit. And Canada was afraid, it's actually England was afraid, the Americans would come in. And Niagara Falls,
they
and
tried.
Here.
They tried to come in.
They tried very hard.
They almost came in.
Yeah, almost did. Niagara Falls, there was quite a battle.
Oh, admittedly, if it were not for what the Indian...
And after that, England said we'd better fill Ontario with good British subjects. And all the rest, they brought them in from Ireland, Scotland. Yeah. They had to populate the province, otherwise the Americans were coming up.
Mm. Mm. That's where the Scots came in.
Yeah.
They came in as part of, they were not military people, but they came in as part of the military settlement.
They gave the military land to everybody that came here. Depending on their title, they got 200 acres.
Oh, that's the United Empire Loyalists, yeah.
No, they came from England. It's in the book here. Yeah. The green book, there it's there.
I read recently that the boats went one way with cargo, and when they came back to America, they were empty, so they put these people, and because it was a military shipment, procedure, they called them military people. That's the only.
Well, they called them military settlements because they were actually set up by the military.
Yeah.
It was up to how well established you were with the person who was in charge, how well you did when the land was given out.
All of those people, this probably belong here to a British soldier as well.
Yeah.
All the whole thing. And all along, it starts along the St. Lawrence and all there.
Yeah,
they got
two hundred acres,
50 acres, depending on their title and all. That's how they populated. And here, I'm sure it belonged to a British soldier at one time.
Oh yeah.
The other was the actual surveyors got a pile of that.
Well, it was surveyed, in the beginning, it was surveyed by the army.
Yeah.
The army did survey, they had surveyed this place here. But it was not, maybe it was accurate, but not to the inch.
No.
It was maybe a rough sketch, but it was, however, it was surveyed.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It was surveyed nevertheless.
How old do you think the house is here? This house here?
I gave my father the money to build this house.
Wow.
So I know very well how old it is.
Yeah.
You know, we built it during the war.
Yeah.
Your back sore?
Pardon?
Is your back sore?
You're standing up.
You're standing. You look like you might be hurting.
No, you see, like my hips hurt.
Oh.
Like the bones.
Oh.
And I just...
That's not your back, just your hips.
Oh yeah, they hurt to my back too, and my legs. But like from sitting, it's as though I was sitting on something very painful.
Yeah.
You know.
So you stand up and it circulates a bit more.
Yeah? Oh yeah.
Do you go out for walks? Do you want to go out for a walk?
Yeah, I do every day. I run up to the road just to keep so that I keep
keep moving,
a little bit in shape.
Keep the blood circulating. Yeah.
Yeah, but. But I couldn't walk very far because it hurts me.
Yeah.
It hurts all the time. By the way, I should take a pill too. You know, it's time to take it.
I was just wondering if we're tiring you out too.
Oh,
you want us to get out of your face?
No.
This has been a good session, you know.
No.
It's been great. But I know she's got so much in her head.
Yeah.
And I know that's why when you were talking, I mean, absolutely, Alice is one of the people that I would contact for trying to get...
Yeah? You want to talk about the old family there?
Oh, you know what I wanted to ask you? Was there ever a name, to your knowledge, of Lavage? I think it's Savage, and it's just been printed badly. Recall Lavage?
No, it doesn't mean a thing to me. Lavage. The name of a person?
Family name.
I've never heard that.
You don't mean Lavage like a cow?
No, L-A-V-A-G-E.
I've never seen that.
Lavage. There were some people with animal names. We have Cheval.
Yeah. Right.
Cheval in our family.
Yeah, I've seen that, just Saint-Jacques.
What's Lavage translate to?
I don't know, it was a person's name, Cheval.
Lavage is washing.
Is what?
Washing, Lavage.
Cheval, a horse.
No, in the name, if the name was Lavage, it would mean washing.
Yeah.
But I think...
I've never heard that.
I think the name is Savage.
That exists.
And the L is just badly shaped and it looks like, or the S is badly shaped.
Savage is an English family name.
Really, Savage.
Savage is not a French name?
Savage.
The closest would be Sauvage, S-A-U-V-A-G-E.
Yeah, but Savage is a name.
Yeah.
S-A-V-A-G-E is the word.
Savage, I've never seen it for a French family.
Yeah, oh yeah.
All the people that I knew with it were French.
Yeah, Savage.
I've never seen it.
There was some in Navin, there was some not far from here.
Savage. Did you think it was Irish or something?
Yeah, Savage. There are family, English family names, Savage, I've seen that.
I think maybe just that branch is English. I don't think the name itself, I think the name itself is a French name.
Well, I've never seen it in my genealogical searches.
Well,
I knew some people Savage French.
Yeah.
Well, you can't tell when they're French or English.
There was a man that lived at the end here of our property there, his name was Savage, Pierre Savage.
Yeah,
and they were French.
Yeah. But there's, in Ontario, the phenomenon is very complicated. You can have Anglophones assimilated into Francophones, and the vice versa, and then the Indians, but it's not it's usually a deformation. Is that a good word? A deformation of some other name. A change. You know?
Yeah. Maybe.
Because in Quebec genealogy, I've never seen...
Well, I wondered in my mind whether Savage was originally a name for, like, an Indian family.
No,
that had come to live in the whites and they just turned it into Savage.
No, has nothing to do with it.
No, not that I know. It would be Savage, S-A-U in French. Savage in English is Savage in French.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
S-A-U.
I would mean, of Indian. But the
Indian
name Savage does not mean that person is an Indian.
No.
And furthermore, that the Indians, when I was at the archives, I knew it before, but I was talking to this Indian girl there, and her family had taken on a name. Whatever name they liked, they took that on. Right?
Oh, they didn't have family names.
They had their own Wichi 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 there.
Well, they named things.